Thank you for calling customer support. This is Morgan speaking. How can I help you?
Hi. Good morning. This is Kura Satrap. I don't know where you are. I dialed this number because they told me that I have won an award by Verizon iPad, and I should claim it. Is this something to do with you?
So the number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. Have you already claimed that prize?
Beg your pardon?
The number you're calling, we're a third-party call center. Have you already claimed that prize?
I couldn't understand what you said.
Hello?
Yes.
Saying, have you already claimed that prize?
I claimed the prize, yes, and on the pad, on my iPhone, and I just want to know, where is this? They want to deliver it, and they said the delivery would cost $250, and then they said that they have charged my card already. So I just wondered whether somebody can explain to me where we stand on this.
Yes, and so those are usually going to be contest entries. If you like, I can try to see if you're entered into that contest with your zip code and first and last name.
There's the code?
Yes.
Well, let me just find out. iPad with magic keyboard. Congratulations. Okay. Same iPad and same iPad. Okay. Let me see. Please enter your first name and the last name and so on. Code. Oh, yes. Please enter a valid zip code. Okay, I can do that. But then it says, please enter your address, enter your city, the state, and the contact number, cell number. Please enter. But I don't see a code to.
Yes, I'm your zip code.
I don't see a main. excuse me. I don't see anywhere on my cell phone a code listed. So,
yes, sir. What is your zip code?
excuse me. Circus Online Club. All rights reserved, customers, service, on the terms and conditions. Sorry. No, I can't find the code.
Yes, I'm asking for your postal code, your zip code.
Oh, zip code?
Yes,
sir. It's 11576.
11756. And what was your first and last name?
It's Roslyn, New York.
Yes, and what was your first and last name?
Oh, Kouros. K like a king. O-U-R-O-S. Kouros. The last name is Satrap. S like Sam. A T like Thomas. R like Robert. A Apple. Peter Satrap. Kouros Satrap.
Could you spell your last name one more time?
Last name?
Yes.
S like Sam, A Apple, T Thomas, R Robert, A Apple, P Peter Satrap.
Of the vote in an unprecedented victory. The longest serving Republican in Utah's Orrin Hatch. Yes, sir. So with that zip code, I don't see any entries.
The zip code is 11576.
So that's what I'm saying. Underneath that zip code, I don't see any contest entries. Do you have the last four digits of the card that you used?
Oh, you mean credit card?
When
Are you?
you entered that contest, did you put your card in?
No. They said that they have. You see, I have, after several long services with Verizon, I have acquired 10,000 credit or whatever it is, and that prize for that accumulated credit is an iPad Pro with magic keyboard. So they didn't ask for my credit card, but on the other hand, of course, Verizon has my credit card when I pay my bills. So I don't know whether this is the credit card that they are talking about, or because they didn't ask me to give my credit card.
So that iPad is a contest entry. You have to be enrolled in our meal planning app first.
But again, I didn't understand your question. I mean, I didn't answer this. They gave me, they sent me a message saying that because of my set the connection and the patronage to Verizon for so long, I have won an award. And the award is accumulated in the form of 10,000 unit. And they said, well, claim. And I pressed claim and I gave my name and phone number and home address, email, everything. So, have you identified me anywhere in your computer? And you
No,
see
sir.
any?
With that zip code, we don't have any entries. But that's a the iPad is going to be a contest.
Are you still waiting for more information from me?
No, sir. I was saying that we didn't have anything for that zip code and that first and last name. And the iPad that you're trying to claim, that's a raffle. It's a contest entry.
Well, I mean, I didn't enter in the contest. I was informed by this message on my phone, that iPhone, that I have won this iPad Pro with magic keyboard. So I did not enter it. I mean, they said this is the award you get because you have accumulated a credit of 10,000 unit or whatever it's called.
Yes, sir. But again, that's a raffle. And it doesn't look like you were entered into that. You would have to be enrolled in our app first.
I don't really know how I can satisfy you with my response, because I don't know what it is that so maybe you can speak a little slower and clearer so I can understand what I have to do.
So
you said are you questioning my zip code? Is it 11576? Is that the question?
No, sir. I'm saying you were not entered into the contest.
So I said no. I did not enter the contest. I said this message came from Verizon on my iPad, on my iPhone, saying that I have accumulated so much credit, which is equivalent to an iPad Pro with Magic Keyboard. I did not enter this contest. They informed me that I have won.
Yes, sir. You didn't win because you are not in the contest.
So what do you expect me to do now?
Yes, sir. You don't have to do anything.
So I don't have to respond to this. It says claim, and I claimed. And then I saw your telephone number somewhere down here. It says customer service. And I was hoping that you would help me with this, to clarify this situation. But you are talking about something
but
else, obviously.
But you said you did not put in your card information for that?
No. No, but they said that we have charged your card, you see? And so I really don't know what cards they have charged. It's only $2.50.
Yes, sir.
If there is a place that I can go and pick it up, I can pay the $2.50.
Yes, sir. That's a raffle, though. Do you know the last 4 digits of your card?
What was that again?
The last 4 digits of your card.
Last 4 digits of my card. Let me see. There is my card on my side. Just 1 second. Let me find it.
Hello? Caller, are you there? Caller, are you there? Disconnect and call due to no response. Disconnect and call due to no response.